All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
I'm standing here with Dan Huttenlocher, the founding dean of Cornell NYC Tech, and we're at an event here where some of the students are showing off their first semester of work. They worked with companies like Google, Bloomberg, Tapestry, BetaWorks to create new products, new services. So tell me, Dan, how are things going so far? What was this first semester like?
Things are going really well. Really incredibly excited about the presentations that the students gave today. I think they show the breadth and the depth of what the students are engaged with here, the fact that they're working with a whole host of local companies on real problems that were brought to us by companies, but at the same time, they're doing things with technical depth, and they're doing things that are ideas that they've come up with themselves.
And I read a quote in the New York Times from you talking about the school saying, you know, we really want this to be more like a business school in the sense of teaching people practical skills or working with companies and sort of the idea of the ongoing internship. Tell me, is that an important part of the school?
So an important part of the school is really balancing two things, one of which is the technical depth and technical training, because there's such a shortage of people, not just today, but really has been for decades, of people with the deep technical skills in these computing and engineering-related disciplines. But at the same time, to bring those skills that you often do associate more with a business program of being good at presenting things, being good at sketching out broader ideas.
And some of the projects here displayed today, you know, something with Tapestry where children could make their own storybooks, basically. Another project that is basically would block ads on the internet. These seem like marketable ideas. Can these students take their ideas from these first semester and market these ideas, or do they now have to work specifically with the companies that they sort of were getting off the ground with?
So absolutely, these students can take these ideas and move forward with them. The way in which they'll move forward depends on the kind of project that they were doing. So as we have companies come in and engage in student projects on the campus, the companies specify, is this a project where the company is going to own the outcome, where the student will own the outcome, or where the outcome actually would be something open source, which is just shared with the public at large.
And today's Friday. I know that on Fridays there's a course called Entrepreneurial Life. What happens in that course?
So Entrepreneurial Life is one of the really key curricular innovations in what we're doing here. It runs anywhere from 2 to 4 hours on a Friday morning or morning and early afternoon. They're deeply engaging workshops and question and answer sessions with the students and with practitioners in a wide range of disciplines. So, for example, we had a panel session with attorneys looking at intellectual property issues around software. We had a very deep Q&A with a leading venture capitalist here in New York City. We had a design firm come in and do a storytelling workshop. And in the storytelling workshop, the students actually had to do some presentations and get critiqued right there. So it had much more of the sort of style of a crit that you see in an architecture school or in a design school rather than what you would see in a computer science program or in a business school.
And I read that you have 8 students originally. I see 7 there. Did someone drop out?
Yes. You know, there was one student who very early on just became sort of clear on both sides that wasn't a great fit.
Sure. And 2 other factors about the student body. You're losing 2 students because, as you mentioned, they started in Ithaca at the beginning of the year. Now
yes.
They're finishing up their one-year program here.
We're losing them with their degrees.
And another is no women. So you have 7 students, but they're all men. Tell me what you see for next year. Will you have 50-50? Will you have – how many students will you have?
We expect we'll have around 20 students or so in the fall in the program. You know, there's a huge challenge both of gender mix, frankly, and also of underrepresented minorities in engineering and computing fields. This is something that, you know, we're putting a lot of attention on, a lot of effort on, as are a number of other programs. But the pool is such that particularly by the time you get to graduate level programs, these programs generally are, the applicant pool is overwhelmingly male, overwhelmingly white and Asian male. And so these are things where we're both looking at our own admissions cycle, but more importantly, looking much earlier in the educational process. So, for example, we're working with a great organization here in New York called Girls Who Code, who this summer is going to be offering a program that we're participating in for actually middle school girls, where they're taking programs they've done for high school girls and looking at moving those to the middle school level. We're doing things to start to build relationships with certain schools at the undergraduate level to start exposing students to what we have to offer here and, again, try to work to improve the balance of students in the program.
Great. Dan Huttenlocher, founding dean of Cornell NYC Tech, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.